I wonder how many of us remember the update of the 1st of October last year, and that was 2016. During this period, this particular site, along with the other sites where the brethren are celebrating this year's Feast of Tabernacles, these places have become very special places. Not only is this the place of rejoicing, but it's also one of the embassies of the coming kingdom of God, and we must treat it as such. According to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, 1961, in Article 22.1, the premises of the mission shall be inviolable. The agents of the receiving state may only enter them, except with the consent of the head of the mission. So my overall purpose today is to show that we are here to joyfully celebrate the coming kingdom of God, because this is God's feast, and it is his will that we really enjoy being here in his presence as his ambassadors. We have to ensure that our conduct here throughout the whole of this feast site, throughout the whole of this festival's time, must reflect the attitudes of God the Father and Jesus Christ. The coming kingdom of God will be a joyful entity, and as a result, we must reflect joy and happiness throughout the whole of our time here. Each and every one of us should be reflecting a genuine happiness based on deep contentment with each and every one of us. I would like you to turn with me now, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 16, where we'll read verses 13 to 15. In passing, on the Feast of Trumpets, Mr. Bowles mentioned that he'd seen a number of church signs which drew a few chuckles. And my wife and I bought a small hand-embroidered and handmade plaque. It's about 3 inches square, or for those of you who use new currency, about 75 millimetres square. And it bore the caption that it was, in fact, a church sign, but it said, "For best results, follow the maker's instructions." By being here means that we are following those instructions given by God. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 16, the beginning of verse 13, we read these following words. "You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, after when you have gathered in the corn and your wine. And you shall rejoice in the feast, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within your gates. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast unto the Eternal your God, in the place which the Eternal shall choose, because the Eternal your God shall bless you in all your increase and in all the works of your hand. Therefore you shall surely rejoice." This is the commandment of God, and is a commandment he has given to his people. And we are here in accordance with his instructions to observe these days and to rejoice. Sampling the good company of like-minded people, enjoying good food, pleasant wine, and the convivial company of those we have known for a while or two, and maybe even longer. Remember, the instruction is to rejoice, and nothing should interfere with the feast and the way that we enjoy ourselves and the way we reflect ourselves and react with one another. This is to be a reflection of God's kingdom, of unparalleled, good-natured happiness and peace. For this period, this time, this place is the embassy of the living God, the embassy of the kingdom of God. And following in this vein, I'd like to turn on to another scripture, which is found in the book of Isaiah, and this time it will be in chapter 51 and verse 11. The theme of enjoyment and happiness is continued here. And I realise that there are some places where the embassy is in less peaceful areas and where there have been perhaps local catastrophes. But even so, once you enter into the compound, it should reflect peace, happiness and real joyfulness. The atmosphere should reflect everything that we feel, and we should be feeling happy and really at one and contented. So here in Isaiah chapter 51, we read these words in verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Eternal shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. The feast is a forerunner of the time pictured by this scripture. When it is finally established on this earth, God's kingdom will be a place of peace, tranquility, and total joy. It will be a place of peace, harmony, where no one is ever made afraid. There will be law and order. Everyone will have sufficient. And in short, what we have here is to portray paradise. Should anyone from the outside world enter this embassy, no matter what the conditions are like beyond the perimeter, peace and happiness must permeate the whole area where the people of God are meeting and gathered together. Now if we turn on to the second epistle to the church in Corinth, and we'll read from chapter 3 and verse 18, we will find why we must be happy. The ambassador must not only represent his country, but almost must also represent the attitudes and qualities of the country that he represents. When a person meets an ambassador from another country, he should be able to gain an accurate picture of what that country will be like. These words found in the second epistle to the Corinthian church, chapter 3 and verse 18, sum up how we must reflect the kingdom of God as ambassadors of God's coming kingdom. So here we are, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding at a glance, as in a glass, the glory of the Eternal, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Eternal. In the update of the 1st of October 2016, Mr. Bowles stated the following. If someone sees us, they should also progressively be seeing Jesus Christ. And if they see Christ, they should see the Father. That must be the aim of the feast for this year. End quote. This is not exactly a request. It is a commandment of God the Father. We have a duty and a responsibility to change from what we are to become what God wants us to be. We are the begotten but not yet born children of God. We must follow the example of our Saviour who went before us, giving us an example of what to follow. God the Father and Jesus Christ have not only told us what is expected of us, but Jesus Christ actually showed us what is expected of us. The result will be born children of God and the wife of our Saviour. Ambassadors are selected from the most eminent of able people available as representatives of their country. We have been chosen, hand-picked by God the Father, to become disciples of Jesus Christ. As disciples, we must grow to become just like our Saviour, a perfect reflection of Jesus Christ, a perfect member of the ambassadorial team. As Mr. Armstrong said shortly before the feast in 1985, we must remember, however, that just as when the servants of God came together to worship him in the days of Job, Satan came among them also. I have to warn you, Satan is also looking forward to this year's feast, so he can come to different feast sites and cause us any trouble he can. But if we pray with our whole hearts for God's protection, he is more powerful than Satan and can restrain Satan from attacking us. So be sure you begin praying for his festival right now and keep it up until the festival is over. Begin now to pray that for angels to accompany our brethren, for our thousands of members, most of whom will drive to the feast, that they may attend. Pray for God's protection over all our brethren. Many have been working long hours for a long time already to make this the most inspiring and joyous festival ever. Be sure to add your prayers to their efforts for God's special protection and his blessing, and we shall all return home with our spiritual batteries recharged to the full. There will be no shortage of God's spiritual recharging. End quote. Being an ambassador is no mean task. It does carry responsibilities, and it does have its rewards to those who steadfastly and conscientiously fulfill the needs of the task entrusted to them. When we truly reflect the wonder of God's kingdom, we will know true joy and happiness. This is why we are here. We are representing the kingdom of God. We are told to rejoice and be exceedingly happy. And why not? Our future hope will very shortly be our present reality. God's command to each one of us as his ambassadors is to rejoice in his Feast of Tabernacles. Enjoy the company of the brethren. Enjoy the food, both physical and spiritual. And enjoy the wine. But most important of all, enjoy these days of God's autumn festival, as God commands. Remember, for the best result, follow the Maker's instructions. And we are here as his ambassadors. So, we are here, you are all part of the ambassadorial team to reflect God's way at this, his Feast of Tabernacles.